Please welcome to the show this morning, Executive Mayor of Juwan Air, Mr. Salim Simanga. Welcome, thanks for popping in. Good to see you as always.
Thank you, Martin, and good morning to the Jacaranda listeners.
Thanks for making the time to come and chat to us. I'm going to try not to hog all the questions because people are burning to ask you questions. I think this is part of it, and it's lekker for you to come in here, chat to the people that voted for you, chat to the people that want to vote for you, and it's just, you know, kind of keep each other in check, I guess. Firstly, a lot of people that listen to the show want to know about the power situation in Pretoria. I think it went down again yesterday. It seems to be a huge battle.
It is a huge battle, Martin. We're dealing with a number of issues. One, that infrastructure that we had to build in a week.
Yeah.
If you ask any engineer, especially those that live in the area, will tell you it was sort of a miracle that that was done in a week.
This
is something that would have taken between 2 and 6 months to redo. Now, we redid that, we built that from scratch up to where it is right now. We're dealing with issues of cable theft. And today, I'm actually, remember when I spoke to you, I spoke to Ryan, I think, last week. I did announce that we are going to bite the bullet and we're going to make sure that we get more security towards our cable protection and our infrastructure protection. So we're getting more security. Today, we just invested on buying over 100 vehicles that we are going to give, off-road vehicles and, you know, a mixed number of vehicles. We've invested in, night vision goggles. We invested in another tracking equipment that we also now going to be putting. I cannot disclose what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And in trying to curb, this issue of cable theft. Because, I mean, we're suffering millions and millions of rand of cable that is stolen on a monthly basis.
And every time they steal cables, the power goes out.
We lose jobs.
Yeah.
Sometimes we lose lives because sometimes it's hospitals that, you know, go without power.
We can't afford this.
It's something that we cannot afford to.
So it's a fleet of vehicles dedicated to fighting cable theft.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And they are equipped. They're off-road vehicles. They're equipped with night vision, what. That's amazing, though.
Well, I cannot tell you what will be the package because there's obviously security, you know, issues that accompanies
that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So what is the story about all these burning trains in Cape Town and then burning, you know, power stations here? I mean, you hinted at foul play. It must be foul play. It's not just a couple of angry people.
No.
It's now too regular.
You know,
it's too predictable.
Here's the thing. We had a situation where people were without electricity in the east.
Yeah.
In your Hartsfontein, in your Wappatrand area, Ferryglen area. They were without electricity for 7 days.
Yeah.
Not a single tire was bent. Not a single road was blocked. Electricity goes off in certain parts for 2 hours. And people are already blocking the road. They're already burning tires. They're already preventing officials from going to fix the problem. So that tells you there is something, you know, that is at play here. So the more you get people to be angry or keeping people angry, the more you are then getting them to turn against the administration. And this is something that we have seen developing. I mean, I can tell you another example. In Hammanskraal, we had an issue with the power, we've now just commissioned a new water purification plant in Hammanskraal. What happens? Our officials are chased at gunpoint out of the plant. The plant gets switched off. Dirty water gets transferred over into the main supply. Where
you're making it worse for yourself. You're not making it better for yourself. If you're going to burn the train, you're going to have less transport.
Well, that's the thing. And you have people then turning off a reservoir. You close a reservoir and you chop off the lever to open the water.
It's self-destructive. It's what it is. And I believe emergency services being, you know, throwing stones at them and going after them. It's just, it's a horrible, bad problem solving.
Why would you go and ban vehicles that are supposed to be assisting you? So in Garankuwa, we have water and sanitation vehicles that were bent. Bent down. I mean, we only have 12 vehicles in that particular area. 6 of them were bent down already.
What if those people tell you, listen, this is our last resort, that's how gutful we are?
Well, Martin,
what do you say to them? If they say to you, you know, government or whatever, you know, people haven't been listening to us for so long. This is the only way that we're going to get your attention is to burn trains, police vans. What is your answer to that?
Can I tell you that there's never been a community that says, can we meet with you, Mayor? And I've refused. Never.
Okay.
And I've gone as far as meeting with people. And this is when you realize that there is something very sinister happening.
Sure.
You meet with a community this week.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, they're blocking the road, they're banning, asking for houses in 2 weeks. Mm. So that tells you somebody somehow is actually stoking the community to be, you know, to be fighting.
There's something else at play. Elections coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick up on that point. I think congratulations are in order. Fastest growing economy for a metro around these parts, but not only in South Africa. You're on some list of a growing economy in the world. Am I right?
Yes. The Brooks Global Economy
Index
shows that Tshwane or Pretoria is the fastest growing in South Africa of all the metropolitan.
Well done. Round of applause, everybody. With that, you have won a prize. You get the freedom of Jacka breakfast once a month. For an hour.
That is great. Yeah, that is great, I think.
It started off very great.
And
then it kind of, you know, but still, this is prime time. This is prime time. We love having you
Look,
here.
So. Remember what I said, Martin. It will be great to engage with our residents on a daily basis, if I can, you know.
No, but to be honest, though, the last time you were on the show, you said, watch this space. We're going to grow the economy of Pretoria, of Tshwane. And I said to you, it's on. I dare you. And you're back
Moody's,
now, and you have done it.
And Moody's has said to us, they've moved us from a negative to a stable and growing.
Well done. Well done.
So we get in there.
I'm glad I'm not a betting man and I didn't bet anything against you.
You should have.
I know.
You would have lost.
I know. Well done. Absolutely well done.